I'm just wondering, did they have those people embalmed, or did you just lay them out there?
Yeah.
They had them embalmed?
I don't know.
I'm wondering about that.
Blacks always had long, long wakes, huh, Daddy?
Yeah.
Like a week at a time.
Oh,
They had a little bitty incense bottles. What they had a special name for. It was a little, you remember when we were hunting bottles, someone came up with a little bottle and they said, that's a funeral thing.
You collect bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the old time ones had
corks in?
Yeah, cork.
But they had this certain little incense or they'd call it funeral perfume.
Listen, I want to tell you something. There's a guy in, if you're ever out of El Dorado, Arkansas, and you want to see a good bottle collector.
I thought they made them like that so that nobody would stand them up and then the cork wouldn't dry out that way.
I found a real old Budweiser too that's up there somewhere. Real old Budweiser. I don't know how old they figured it was.
Yeah,
the people who were dressed in black at a funeral, you'd say they were?
Well, the French word would be en deuil. En deuil, is that correct? I might be saying it wrong, but I know what it is.
Moi pas connais. I don't know French. Okay, you say they were in
mourning.
Okay.
But the French word would be en deuil. They wouldn't even listen to the music for maybe 6 months.
They wouldn't even put the radio on.
No, they wouldn't listen to music. They wouldn't
and
go
they wouldn't
to
let
dance.
Us leave.
Okay.
I can remember we had a little store out in the country when I was a kid, and they had a radio, you know, that was fairly new. Not fairly new, but not everyone had a radio. And when certain people would be coming, well, they'd say in French, allez en deuil, that means she's mourning, turn the music off. They were real strict about that too.
Huh.
And I mean, it went on for a long time, like on Sundays, every Sunday that certain lady that her husband had died would be in black for maybe 6 months, and a veil in front of her face and all of that stuff.
Hmm. What about some of the common illnesses that people would take with back when you were a boy? Like children might die of that disease where they choke to death.
Tonsillitis or something?
Well, they'd get you know, their throat would get real red and constrict and choke. Did you ever hear of people dying of diphtheria?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Or what about the disease that would make their skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Okay.
Yeah, some of them had that. But when I was a kid, now this is more like when I was about 12 to 14 years old, the big scare then was polio. They also had scarlet fever. I think that was pretty bad. Kids would get chicken pox and Indian fire, all those little diseases, but there was nothing that would be real tragic other than polio was about the worst disease we had then.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you ate something that didn't agree with you, it'd make you say you got sick. Sick. Where?
Sick to the stomach.
Okay. And you'd have to.
And mallow won't.
Huh?
The mallow won't.
Which means.
Stomachache.
No. If you couldn't hold it, you say I had to go.
Throw up. I guess.
Okay. Or kind of a
vomit.
Okay. What the more crude would be.
That's the only words we ever use.
Okay, well, what about...
what word are you trying to get to?
If, you know...
I'll tell you if we use it or not.
If you got sick from, say, a drunk, it would have to go...